USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is signing off on limiting eligibility for new rounds of stimulus payments in his coronavirus relief bill. The president agreed to modify income thresholds for the $1,400 relief checks. Currently, any individual making less than $75,000 per year and couples making less than $150,000 will receive the full amount. Under the new framework, they will start phasing out for individuals making $80,000 and couples making $160,000. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he never touched anyone inappropriately. The Democrat speaking for the first time today about his sexual harassment allegations and admitted he was embarrassed about his past behavior. He acknowledged he behaved in a way that made people feel uncomfortable. He added he's very sorry for any pain he caused. This is USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says President Biden's administration is basically inviting illegal immigrants to cross the border. Paxton saying one of the reasons he sued the Biden administration is because of the impact all those illegal crossings will have on his state. He urged the Biden administration to resume deportations to be a deterrent from keeping more immigrants from trying to cross the border illegally. A Japanese billionaire is seeking 8 people to join Moon Voyage.
Japanese billionaire Yusaku Maezawa announced Tuesday that 8 members of the public would be joining him for a trip around the moon aboard SpaceX's Starship rocket. His project, called Dear Moon, is scheduled to depart in 2023. Maezawa says he will select 8 people from around the world to join the 6-day mission that will actually travel farther than the Apollo missions. The project's website says it will begin accepting applications on March 14th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Drug Enforcement Administration is warning the public of a widespread fraud scheme in which telephone scammers impersonate DEA agents in an attempt to extort money or steal identifiable information.
What you're about to hear will shock you. It's a phone recording of an actual DEA agent jumping on a call from a possible victim who notified officials that the scammers were calling him. Listen carefully as the scammer threatens to shoot the agent.
If you have a warrant for this gentleman, I'd be more than happy to pick it up. If you're trying to tell me that you're part of the DEA and he was involved in something, I think I would know about it.
Please, sir, just get yourself out from this case. Otherwise, I will find you anyhow and I will shoot you, okay? Better you just keep yourself away from this matter.
Reporting these scam calls will help federal agents find, arrest, and then stop the criminals engaged in this fraud. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
An FBI official on Wednesday testified at a Senate hearing that she has no knowledge of any guns being recovered from suspects who were arrested during the January 6th Capitol breach. When asked by Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin about whether firearms were recovered or if any suspect has been charged with firearm offenses, FBI Counterterrorism Chief Jill Sanborn responded, "To my knowledge, none." For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.